Hi, and welcome back to Lili Logic. I'm Lisa Smith Henderson, aka Lili, which means it's really me. It's not Christy Tanner, it's really me, the unmasked version. So excited to have back with us again today, Naomi Solberg, Beyond the Push-Up. You can find her on Instagram at Beyond the Push-Up. And we had such a great discussion last week about metabolism and kind of how things can go south and what you can do to rev it up. And today we're going to talk about all of the ingredients we need for health. But one of the biggest questions that I've had lately in my workouts is protein and how much protein do I really need? So I'm counting on Naomi for that. And I'm also counting on her for the answer to a question. So, all right, we're all going to cheat. It's going to be a birthday party. You know, somebody's going to have something and we're going to splurge. Here's the way I kind of look at my food. And you can tell me if I'm completely off base here. I look at my food as medicine. Mm-hmm. So I eat good food. If I splurge and have something that I know there is no redeeming value to buttercream frosting and a vanilla cake, that just not. But
gosh, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah. It was that weekend I ate a lot of it. But I try then to like up my fruits and vegetables to counteract it. Is that helpful, or is it just kind of nullify? Does it nullify anything?
All right. So let's say this first of all, perfection is the enemy of good, right? I think I said that before. I like to live by that. I like to teach my people that, teach anybody that will listen that, because otherwise it's, the hell with it. I blew my eating. I'm not perfect anymore. So I'm just going to quit eating healthy. You don't want to do that. You want to be as cognizant and aware and eating as healthy as you can, as much as you can. Does, eating only broccoli for a day counteract the fact that you had buttercream, three slices of cake yesterday? It doesn't counteract it. Everybody's metabolism is different. Some women can eat that cake and still feel fine from it. Some women will have the cake and feel really physically sick that night. We're not talking about mentally sick where you beat yourself up for eating it. And my suggestion there is never do that. Make the decision you're going to eat it, enjoy it, and not beat yourself up later. But the broccoli is not going to necessarily balance out. Okay. Okay, hydration is going to push it through faster.
Okay, well, that's like good.
So balance. It's the secret to all of it is balance. One type of food, I want to caution people. Now, I just said there are healthy fats, and I named some of those. That's your saturated, polyunsaturated, monounsaturated fats. And you don't necessarily have to know exactly what that means molecularly. But learn to read a food label. It's a good idea to learn how to read a food label and look for things that are or when you look at the food label, it'll list for you unsaturated fats. What percent of the fats of what you're eating is unsaturated, saturated, which is like your cheeses, your butters, coconut oil, any fat that gets solid.
Oh, that's what saturated means.
Yes, that's it.
Jeez, I can't believe I got this age and didn't know that.
Simple as that. So, olive oil, it's squishy in your hands. Avocados, squishy. Salmon, squishy. Hamburger, not so squishy, right? Saturated. Then at the other end, you've got trans fats.
Ooh, that sounds okay. Not
sounds
good.
Scary, right? Here's your quiz. And most people don't pass this, so don't put pressure on yourself. Don't feel bad if you don't. So unsaturated fats, what I say, come from olives, avocado, walnut, many nuts, fatty fish. Saturated comes from cheese and butter and hamburger. What food produces a trans fat?
Well, aside from processed food,
Trans fats are in processed foods, which is what they're leading to.
I've been reading a lot about
seeds.
Seed oils are not, tend to not be good. And I don't know if it's for that reason.
Seed, direct seeds, natural seeds, great for you. Seed oil in the processing of them, not as good. The answer to the trans fat, it doesn't come from any food. It comes from a factory. It's made in a factory. There's nothing natural about a trans fat.
Oh, and is that
Yeah.
what we get hooked on?
You know why? Because what's the objective of food manufacturers? That you enjoy
Want
the
more.
taste of their food so that you'll buy it again. That's the objective, right? So trans fats are used to preserve food longer and make it taste better.
Damn.
I know. That's why they taste so good and last so long.
So it really, there is truth in the fact that it is addictive. Our brains like it. Why do our, what does it do to the brain that makes us like it? Does it produce more brain
Soothes and
chemicals or
salt.
something?
When you're stressed, what do you reach for? Probably something sugary or salty, right?
Used to be
And
Cheetos and Butterfingers. That used to be my go-to.
together.
That was my anti-anxiety med.
Sure. We all go straight to box of Oreos, carton of Häagen-Dazs, whatever. We're not reaching for a carrot stick,
No.
right? It's that sweet, salty thing that we want. And so trans fats, it falls right into that, okay, which is leading us to processed foods. Processed foods. Now, let's start with a definition of processed foods. Most food that we eat, by definition, is a processed food, except for a whole food produce, picking up an apple.
Yeah.
That's probably not processed. Anything else is processed. The definition by the Department of Agriculture for a processed food is anything that's altered from its natural state. As soon
Sounds
as it's picked and washed, it's been altered. So that's kind of a processed food right there. Chopped, blanched, cooked. So frozen broccoli is a processed food because they've had to pick it and preserve, to blanch it, to put it in the box, to get it to us, all of, and then frozen. Processed food is not the problem. Ultra processed food is the problem. And I want to be clear on that because people, oh, I'm not going to eat any processed food. Yeah, you're probably eating processed food every day. What you don't want to have a lot of is the ultra processed food that's got that trans fat, got that extra sugar, got that extra sodium, so that it can sit on the shelf, sit in your freezer, right? A frozen dinner full of salt, full of sugar, way more than we need in an entire day. We're eating in that tiny little healthy, lean cuisine or whatever it is that we think that we're eating healthy. We want to stay away from this ultra processed foods. They're not doing good things for our brain. They're not doing good things for our bodies overall.
Okay. So the less of the ultra processed, the better. Okay.
Including canned food, right? We're including canned food in this. We're including a can of green beans that says low sodium green beans. All that means is it has less salt than a can of green beans that doesn't say that. Now, if it says no salt, different, probably no nutrients left in that can of green beans because of the processing it's been through. But anytime something says low sodium doesn't mean
That
it's
it's
sweet,
healthy.
white. It just means it has lower than its counterpart.
Okay,
All that low.
what about canned black beans?
Beans are a different story.
Okay. Whew.
Yeah, beans are not bad, right? If you're looking to lower your salt, then get the lower salt or no salt beans,
Okay.
okay? Which to me don't have a lot of flavor, so make sure you season them with something. But that's just a personal preference. But as far as canned vegetables go, canned beans aren't bad. Canned tomatoes aren't bad. Very little processing goes on in canned whole tomatoes.
Okay,
Okay?
good.
So best source, natural, in the produce section, that's your best source of vegetable. Close second, very close second, if not maybe even tied for first sometimes, are frozen vegetables.
Okay, so that's okay.
Those are fine. And I recommend those for people who, I know I'm going to want broccoli one night with dinner, but I don't know when I'm going to eat it. And if I buy it today and then I don't get around to it and have to throw it out because it was fresh and it gets all wilty in the refrigerator, get to frozen. You're in great shape with that. Or again, minimize it. Minimize it. Not looking for you to go through your closet and throw out every canned vegetable that you have. But just know it's not as good for you.
Okay, I'll give you a perfect example of one of these unhealthy choices. I was in the grocery store the other day and I saw pimento cheese and I was like, oh my God, pimento cheese and potato chips, summer. And I looked at the back, there is nothing real in there. And I'm trying to up my protein and it was like protein zero. I thought, so this is nothing. This is orange fat. Nothing
Artificial
processed
orange, artificial
and
orange.
artificial with lots of, red dye number six or whatever. And I am going to choose to eat that with a potato chip. So I know, like that in and of itself, there's nothing, there's no redeeming value there. And I can't kid myself. I mean, that's just junk.
So can I applaud you first of all? Please applaud yourself that you read that food label. No, I am serious. I am not kidding here.
If I bought it anyway.
I want to give you a big, big applause for reading that food label. Most people don't. And they'd rather just, oh, pimento cheese must be good. It must be high in calcium. Throw it in the basket, right? Sounds good. Sounds healthy. Or healthy chips, right? Veggie chips. Those
Listen.
veggie chips are made of just as many bad things as a potato chip is. So read those food labels. When you're reading those food labels, look at your ingredients. Fewer ingredients, the better. And look at what those top three ingredients are, because they're going to tell you a lot. Ingredients are listed in order of the proportion that's in them. So if sugar is one of your top three ingredients, a
Not
lot of
good.
sugar. Don't just look for refined grains. Refined grains means it's been stripped of anything good in that grain. Look for whole grain. Whole grain, super important to look for. There are 61 names for sugar on an ingredient list. 61 names. Make yourself a little familiar with what those are.
Probably anything that ends in OSE.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some are more obvious than other because they end in the word sugar, but some are hidden words. Look for
Yeah.
those. Look for on the food label that tells you what kind of nutrients you're getting. It'll tell you how much added sugar. The sugar number is not as important as the added sugar because fiber is included in sugar. And that, however many grams of sugar, a lot of that could be fiber. Added sugar is what we want to look for.
So, Naomi, one of the hardest things for me, because I'm kind of an uncommitted vegetarian.
Okay. I
In that,
understand. I know exactly what that means. Yes.
if I'm at the beach, I'll eat shrimp. If once a year I might have a steak, that kind of thing. Well, when I started this 60-day challenge, the trainer said to me, "You need to be getting about 100 grams of protein a day." Well, that was probably the most difficult part of this whole journey. Because first of all, I mean, if I were eating, I couldn't eat that many beans. There's just, I mean, I'd be eating can after can after can. So I really had to go to meat sources.
Okay.
And I didn't like it. And I said, the last 2 weeks of this challenge, I'm going back to my old way of eating. But I can't train the same way. And I knew
Sure.
that. So I guess I just wonder, do we think protein is greater than it is, or do we really need it? And 100 grams I know is a lot because I am definitely trying to build muscle in this period of time. Let's just say an average person my age working out some, what would be like a medium amount or a good amount postmenopausal?
Okay, well, so let's start with someone who gets very little activity, which after hearing this, everyone's going to want to go get more activity, right? We've learned Movement is strength. Movement is power, right? A body in motion stays in motion, and you don't use it, you lose it. So we want to keep our bodies moving. But someone who's post, a woman postmenopausal who's getting very little activity, even that woman needs like 80 grams.
No,
Because our body,
no.
we're going to lose all this muscle mass if we don't. That's what's that. Besides, if you're doing strength training and you're not taking in protein, much harder to build muscle.
Naomi,
And
this is
women,
very bad news.
no, it's not though. Hold on. I never want to leave someone with bad news. So we'll discuss the good
Okay.
news of it.
All
But
right.
here's the thing. I
For
want
me.
women to hear this. I hear at least, I'm not exaggerating, at least once a week, I'll have a woman say to me, I don't want to build muscle because I don't want to look like a bodybuilder. You're not. You're not. Unless you are really taking in exorbitant protein, lifting exorbitant weights, maybe even taking a steroid or two, you're not going to come out looking like a bodybuilder. You're going to come out looking and feeling strong. You'll be able to pick up those pets, and I see a cute one in the background. You're going to be able to pick up those pets, pick up those little grandchildren, put dishes away without, oh, I can't get on the floor with my grandkids, whatever it is. So the protein's super important because we want to keep that muscle mass going. We want to keep those bones strong, all the things we've already talked about today. But how can you get more protein? There's ways you can get it in there. Okay. Now, obviously, if you're not a vegetarian, eat those lean, the lean protein as much as you can, meaning, you know, the chicken, the turkey, fish, those kind of lean proteins, right? As much as possible. Want to throw in a steak? Sure, there's some extra protein. If you are a vegetarian, there's still ways to do it. Tempeh, super high in protein. And super great in so many ways that you can eat it. Tofu, same kind of thing. The thing I like about tempeh is it's a little less processed than tofu. And it's
Okay.
got a little nuttier taste to it, which means a little more flavor.
And you know, eating, it does help. My daughter's vegan. That is a lot of work. For me, I can have dairy, cheeses, and all that. But okay,
Yes. Greek
so,
yogurt.
and
If you're eating dairy, Greek yogurt, super
I
high.
have it every single morning.
Okay. A serving of that is 18 grams of protein right there, right? Nuts. Now, people are going to argue with me about nuts. Nuts have a lot of fat, but healthy fat, super healthy fat. They're also super high in fiber. They're also super high in helping us reduce joint issues, right? They're great for our joints. They're great for our muscles. They're great for our hot flashes. They're great for our sleep disturbances. They're good for so many menopausal symptoms. Eat those nuts. I'm trying to think what else for vegetarians or even vegans to suggest. Now, to your point, it's a lot of work. Eating healthy is a little more work. It is. Okay. Payoff's really worth it. And set aside once, maybe twice a week of prepping your food. You don't have to every day start
Right.
over again with tonight's dinner. Decide, you know what, I'm gonna do a little planning for the week. Here's what I'm gonna plan to eat. May fall off it a little bit, but here's what I'm gonna have for the week. So let me go ahead and chop up those things. So when I'm ready for them, I can go ahead and just like a little cooking show, pull it out, right portion, ready to go.
My daughter is so good about doing that. On Sunday, she would do food prep, and I was like, God, you're amazing.
It
But I
pays off.
think, you know, she's vegan. If you want to eat tasty and healthy, it does require a little thought. Okay. All right, Naomi, I want to tell you my plan, and you can tell me why this is not a good idea because I've already figured out it's not. Okay.
Okay.
So, this 8-week training, so I'm thinking 6 weeks in, I can stop eating so much protein. I can drop from 100 grams to 50 and drop my calorie count to 12 to 1400 calories a day and cut my steps not from 8,000 a day to maybe 6,000 a day. And strength training 3 times a week instead of 4 or 5.
You want me to answer each of those? What are we saying?
Well, I just want to know, is this a bad plan? Is my plan a bad plan?
Is your plan a
Well,
bad
okay, I know you don't like bad, but is this plan healthy for me if I want to continue to maintain the muscle mass that I've built?
You know my answer about the protein.
Not enough.
Don't drop it.
80.
Dropping to 50 is definitely not enough.
Oh.
Women who are not in menopause, who are getting light activity, I would, and they weigh about 150 pounds, I'd say, okay, yeah, about 54 grams is about right.
Okay,
Right?
I don't fit any of that.
Okay. Then there's your answer there. I'm not going to give a number, I mean, I said, we talked about 80 grams, 100 grams. That's for an average size woman, right? Obviously, the more you weigh, the more you need, the less you weigh, the less you need. But I just kind of want to give, when I give those numbers, we're talking about like 150 pound woman, which is what's considered the American average, like it or not. That's what the number is. Protein is the most, out of all those things you named that I'd want you to change, it would be that one. It would be that one. Now, going down to 3 days a week for your strength training, that could probably be fine. You never want to do 2 days in a row the same muscle group anyway, right? So if you're doing a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, taking a couple of days off for the weekend, fine. I wouldn't go less than three. For
Yeah, and
anybody listening,
I really don't. But okay, yeah.
let's
So
say
I'm
this as I'm saying that,
right.
anybody listening and they're like, not less than three. I don't do any now. I can't do three. That is too much. Okay, then ease into it, right? I'm all about small incremental changes. If I'm
Yes.
saying something today and you're like, I eat sugar with every meal, I put 2 teaspoons of sugar in my coffee and drink it 3 times a day, and you're telling me drink black coffee once a day and that's it, I can't do it. Okay, then don't do that. Make an incremental change. Why don't you decide that if you're going to do, go down to 2 cups of coffee with 2 teaspoons of sugar, whatever it is, small changes, small changes. If you're not doing strength training at all, I'm not telling you next week start with 3 days. Work up to it.
And I remember starting with cans
Sure.
because it was like, okay, I moved countries. So, no, did I bring my weights with me? No. So, I didn't have any weights. So, I was like, okay, well, I'll just use some cans. And that's how I got started.
Because then you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea of this. And the other point I really want to stress here is start somewhere. Just start. Just do more tomorrow than you're doing today. That's it. Everything I'm naming today, I am not suggesting to anybody, go do it. I'm hoping that people will listen to this and find one,
One.
maybe two things they're like, I could begin incorporating that. That makes sense to me. Can't do everything she's saying, but that thing she said, okay, I can try that. I can do that.
And even if it's, I'm going to read the labels on everything I eat this week, not beat myself up for it, but I'm going to get in the habit of looking at the label.
Yes. Amen, sister. Tell you a great app. Great app. If you want to cheat and look at pimento cheese and go, cheese. And pimento, which I think is a vegetable, I'm buying it. And you want to stop there? Okay, God love you. There's nothing I can do about it. If you really want to know what you're eating and you're not sure, there's a great app on your phone, Yuka, Yuka.
Okay.
It will scan the barcode of the food and give it a score. Now, mind
Oh.
you, this is an all-encompassing overall score. This
Okay.
is whether you have high blood pressure or not, whether you're diabetic or not, whether you're overweight or not, whether you're menopausal or not. It's not a menopausal unique site. So that score is overarching. You may need to do a little more homework of things we've discussed today.
Okay.
Oh, is that enough of something I need, or is that too much of something I don't need? But it will give you a basic out of 100, and then we'll explain to you why. Hey, it's high in protein. Hey, it's low in sugar. Hey, it's low in salt. Here are some bad things, maybe a little too processed. It will explain it, not just give you a score. And then you cannot fool yourself anymore. You put it up to that pimento cheese, and it may
Oh.
say, score -5. I don't know what it would say.
Yeah, it would be down there. I can promise you that.
Well, I will tell you, even I've been su surprised at some of the things that I've held up to it, of like, oh, I actually thought that would get a higher score. That's
Oh,
a
I had blue cheese salad dressing the other day, and I was like, okay, good, I'll get some protein. And I looked at it, and it was like 1 gram of protein, and it's 150 calories, not to mention all the junk that's in there.
Sure. Make your own stuff. Make as much of your own stuff as you have time and want to make. Anything, salad dressing, bottled pasta sauces, ramen noodles, sweetened yogurt, anything that's already made, the more you can do yourself and feel like doing, it's going to be better for you. Am I suggesting you start spending 6 hours in the kitchen every day trying to eat healthy? No, but make some small changes.
I
Make some small
love
changes.
that idea, Naomi. I love that idea of starting with one small thing because that's doable. I bought a pedometer off of Amazon and I love, love, love this thing because I start getting competitive with myself.
I was going to say, because you had said that earlier, then I'm sure you were giving an extreme example. I bet you're not thinking of going from 8,000 to 6,000 steps a day because you've gotten used to seeing that pedometer go, oh, 8,000.
I know if I go to
Okay.
bed now with six, I'm like, oh, you really kind of slack today. But I mean, I found myself like, oh, I'm going to walk the dog one more time so I can get some more steps. Parking way far away from a store, oh, I can get some more steps in. So it's sort of like I find I mean, and that's how I met you. I have to trick myself into wanting to do this stuff. I don't automatically wake up and go, woo, I want to go to the gym. Like, okay, well, I got a cute pair of pink leggings, so I'll feel better about myself. And what I do is I give myself permission to go for 10 minutes.
Hardest part's getting there and getting
Yes.
on that machine,
Yeah.
just starting. Again, I'm applauding you. I'm not saying everything you're doing is wrong. I think that's fantastic. I had a client where we said, just touch the treadmill. You eventually want to walk on a treadmill, touch the treadmill, and then you can leave. And that was the goal for a week, touch the treadmill. And without my prompting, it was like, well, I just want to let you know I did get on. I was only on for 5 minutes. I was exhausted. I couldn't breathe. I'm like, okay, fine. You did more than you even set out to do. But even if you had just gone and touched the treadmill, work up to things. If you don't do tiny changes, you're going to get frustrated and stop.
Right. And that's why, I mean, here we are mid-year. Most of the people that made that New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose 25 pounds, I'm going to work out every day, they dropped off a few months ago.
Few months ago, do you know most people stop their New Year's resolution in the first 2 weeks?
Really?
2 weeks, yes. It's like studies have been like close to 70% of people stop their resolution in 2 weeks. And yes, because it's too much, too fast, too extreme. And then you feel like, I don't want to be a failure, so I'm just going to stop.
Well, I think people lose motivation. It's
So
like
know
maybe
your
that
why.
first week, it's like, oh, okay, I lost a couple of pounds and everybody's here and it's fun. And then by week three, it's like,
So know why you're doing it. Why are you doing this? In the case of menopause, why are you making these changes? Maybe you don't want the hot flashes. You don't want hormone therapy, but you don't want to have hot flashes and night sweats. Okay, well, that's a good reason. So why don't you not have that glass of wine every night before bed, right? It's affecting your sleep. Let's talk about this real quick too. This is
Oh,
important.
yeah.
Four
Okay.
pillars of health, because we've touched on three of them. There's nutrition, there's movement, there's stress, and there's sleep.
Ah, oh,
Okay.
sleep.
All four of these are interconnected. We talked about, right, how stress is affecting your diet because that cortisol is going up and we start craving sugar, salt, all crazy stuff, whatever it is. Movement's affecting that nutrition, right? Because we move better eating the right foods. We get sluggish if we don't, because you're not going to eat a piece of cake and feel like going for a run. a piece of cake and a beer and go for a run. I don't know who does that, but if you do, you probably aren't running right afterwards. But let's talk about what's happening with our sleep. We're having sleep disturbances because of the hot flashes, because of the night sweats, because of our anxiety levels, right? All these things with menopause are affecting our sleep. Now, when we don't get enough sleep, what happens the next day after you haven't slept well? Most people are hungrier. That's not imagined. That is a real thing that if we don't sleep enough, a lot of times we think we're hungry, drink something and you'll be less hungry. You're thirsty more than you're hungry, but it feels like hunger. Okay. But you're also feeling hungry because two more hormones here getting affected. When we don't sleep enough, our ghrelin levels going up, our leptin levels going down. What does that mean? Our ghrelin isn't working right when we're tired. We're seldom going to reach for a carrot stick. The leptin levels getting affected, that's the level that tells us that we're hungry. It gets out of whack and we think we're hungry all day. So those two get all confused. And so we think we're hungry. We don't know that we're full.
Sleep is critical.
Sleep is critical.
Naomi, this has been so enlightening and so fun, and I've learned a boatload, some of which I didn't think I would get the answers I got, but I'm very happy now.
I'm sorry. I would love to have come today and saying we need more sugar. We need to eat more candy bars in menopause because it will make
More
us
of that
everything
pimento
good.
cheese and chips, right? But
So
no, I think it's very good information to have. And I think for me, the difference at this age now is it's not how I'm going to look better in my bathing suit. I know that. But it's less about that and more about I want to be strong.
yeah.
And that's happened. I've
Yeah.
been able to move things, I've been able to do yard work and, like, oh, okay, I'm
I
cool.
love that.
You
I
know,
love
it's
that.
really exciting to feel it in that way instead of measuring it by how do I look? Okay,
It's
well,
empowering. It's empowering. You know, and so stop with the goal being that I want to live to be 100. Okay, but if at 90 you're immobile, what
yes,
good is
for
that
what?
extra 10 years? You want to not just be living to be 100, you want to be living at 100.
Well, and I was in Tahiti a year and a half ago, and it was getting on and off of boats and snorkeling and slippery surfaces. And I thought, God, I'm so glad I'm doing this now while I'm still capable. And so when I came back, I thought, wouldn't it be nice to not ever have to really worry about that, to stay strong enough to where I feel like I can hop on a boat? Why should I curtail the things I like just because I might be a little too lazy to do some leg exercises?
Let's throw in another thing here. People that don't want to go to the gym because I'm embarrassed. I don't want people to see how out of shape I am. I don't want to see how little I can lift. Then start at home. There's so many great videos that you can watch on YouTube and nobody has to see you. But start small, start at home.
I think you're a great coach.
Thank you. I just the
Because
best.
I love that you aren't saying you need to change your whole life. So, Naomi Solberg, great to have you here. You're a certified
Thank you.
everything, nutritionist, wellness coach, personal trainer, the whole shebang. How would people get in touch with you?
Put a comment at the bottom. You're welcome to put my email address.
Okay, and what about your Instagram?
I do. It's actually my business is called Beyond the Push-Up, right? It's where you're
Beyond
going to go
the push-up.
beyond the push-up. How will you go beyond today?
Okay,
And
cool.
so they can find it at Beyond the Push-Up.
Well, I hope you'll come back and we can talk about more.
I would love to. This has been such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Always great to see you.
Thanks so much for joining us for Lee Lee Logic. To find out more about us, you can go to leeleelogic.com. You'll find all the podcasts there and any other information that you would like to have. And thanks to Naomi Solberg again for being with us for two shows. And we look forward to seeing you next week on Lee Lee Logic. Bye.